Okay, so we got here Rav Kahana, right? Rav Kahana achal v'shvil eshta. Okay, so Rav Kahana ate matanos on behalf of his wife, for his wife. Okay, so Rashi. Can Yisrael have the ishta kahanas? Right, so he's Yisrael's wife is a kohen. That's achil matnasa. Shilishta. Achil the shilishta. I guess he had to say matnasa, as I was talking about. Shilishta shows the kohen. That's the shirle kohen of filikohen. So he held kohen of filikohen. So she gets it. She's a kohen. And he would eat it on her behalf. So we'll see. What does it mean, achil? He ate it. Of course he could eat it. Why shouldn't he be able to eat it? So let's just read the Gemara and then we'll go to the guest of honor. Papa, achil the shilishta. It's four guys all do the same thing, right? Let's look at the Rama. I didn't mention looking at the Rama, right? Did you guys look at the Rama? You did? Okay. Oh yeah, the Rama quotes the Rama, right?
Yeah.
The Rama says like this, it's Testach in Zerah Mikurim. So Kohanes Ocheles Matamatanos Afal Pishi Nisul Yisrael. So the Kohanes could eat the Matanos even though she's married to Yisrael. Okay, because there's no Kedusha. So since there's no Kedusha, she could eat them. Right? Because if it's Kedusha, like Truma, so she marries a Yisrael, now she enters the house of the Yisrael and she's no longer allowed to eat it. Because the Kedusha is only the Kohen and his household could eat it. Right? It can't be eaten, even though she's a Bas Kohen, but now she goes into the Bais of Yisrael. Even the husband could eat the matanos on behalf of his wife. Okay, his wife is a kohenes, and he's a not. But a chalala, so that's like a woman who's disqualified from kedusha kohuna. There could be two different ways. I think if she has bia with like an iser kohuna or whatever, she comes from her parents, whatever it is. It's chalala. So she basically is that. She ain't mechalim kol chal kohanim. Because she's basically the loser kedusha kohuna. So it's a chalal loser kedusha kohuna. The im ratza a kohen limkar matanos. If the kohen wants to sell his matanos, olitnum b'matana, or give it as a gift, afilu legoi, even to a guy, o la'achilam l'klavim, or to give it to dogs, ma'achil, shein b'am kedusha klal, there's no kedusha at all. So what does it mean that the kohan, if she's a chalala, she can't eat it, right? But you can feed it to dogs? Right? So how is that possible? Right? Thing is, a Kohen could sell it or give it or feed it, like, give it to a guy or to dogs. Right? But it says, oh, I can't eat it. So what would you have to say? You think? So I think you have to say, like the Ron says, is that it doesn't mean that the Chalala can't eat it. It means she can't get it. The term here is ochel is being used equivocally. The Ron says this also, but the term ochel is being used equivocally. Sometimes ochel means you get the matanos, your primary recipient of the matanos, and sometimes it just means you're allowed to eat them. Okay? Because again, when he says the kohenes, a chalala ain't ochel, what he's saying is the kohenes could eat them and the husband could eat them, but a chalala can't eat them. So it can't mean that she can't eat them, because what she can't eat, there's no kedusha. What's the problem with the chalala eating them? Well, she can't eat them. A dog could eat them. A guy could eat them. Chalala can't be worse than that. So I think you have to say it means she can't get it. Even though it's funny, because in the same halacha it says lachilam, you know, you could feed it to them. But like ochel means like to be a primary ochel. But then chalas like means could you give it to them to, like physically to eat? That of course anyone could physically eat it. But it says, so if that's the case, when it says in this Gemara that if these guys ate it for them, they have their wife, it doesn't just mean they ate it. Of course, the wife could get it and then give it to them. The wife could give it to the dog. Give it to a guy. Of course, they give it to her husband. You don't teach me that you give it to her husband. There's no Kedusha. Right? So it must mean that the Kohen, that he could receive it. He could receive the Matanos. Let's see the Ron. But I think if that's what the Ron says, it seems the Ron is also going this way. If you first start reading the Ron, it doesn't sound that way. But I think if you keep reading, it's in the very same halacha. He says, no Kedusha klal, and you can even give it to a dog. And yet at the same time, he says that he seems to have a havina that the Israel, the husband, couldn't eat it. And he says, openly, the Chalala can't. So I think you have to say that the Torah means different things. They say, I think the Mari Korka says, I mean, that's the way they read the Rambam. Right? Yes. That's what he says. Adad, Ochala, Shakasav, Hainu, Shinos, Nulav, and Niftar, Idein, Asina. Right? When it says Ochal, is Mari Korka, it says, it means that you give it to Har and you're potter for the Nasina. You get to the mitzvah. If mamish means to eat it, versus going a few legoyachol achilam. He can feed it to the guy even. So I don't know. It's a little funny that the lashon is used like that, but it seems like that's the Ran saying in the Gemara, and he's saying the Rambam also seems that way. It doesn't seem, you know, it's a hard lashon, but at the same time, it doesn't seem like there's another real possibility here. You know, so let's look at the Ran. Let's look at the Ran. So then it means, the Gemara is saying, is that these that Israel could receive the matanos on behalf of his wife. But I guess the question is, how can you do that? He's not a Kohen. Don't the matanos have to go to a Kohen? He's not a Kohen. He's Israel. So instead, his wife, she's a Kohanis. So she could get it, but why does he get it? Right? It's one thing to say that the wife comes under the rishus of the husband, but to say that somehow the husband's under the rishus of the wife, it wouldn't seem like. The house is the house of Israel house. And here he is, Israel, taking matanos. He's who is he? Yeah. So the Ran is right here. Yeah. One second. It's just like gaze. Okay, here we go. Okay. So the Ran is on Mem Hayim and Aleph in the Daf Erev. It's in the paragraph Havu Matnasa. Okay. Rav Kahana Achol B'Shulishto. It's Papa Achol B'Shulishto. Rav Yemer Achol B'Shulishto. Rav Yidi Bar Aven Achol B'Shulishto. See, a lot of these guys married Kohanesses, right? Mashma Dalchi Kamar. Shekol Echad Me'ilu Hayin No Til Matanos B'Shulishto. It means he took the Matanos on behalf of his wife. Shemisha Hayin No Sein Lahem. The person who gave it to them, Yimekayim Mitzvah Nesina, to fill the mitzvah of Nesina to the Kohen. Afal Pi Shein Kohen, or Shoy Zakos Mitzvah Yisrael, El Mandalav Shor, like this, come on. Even though in general, a Kohen can't be Mizakim Matanos Yisrael, unless he's poor, whatever, there's all kinds of that's a sugya there, which maybe we'll get to. So even though in general you can't do that, so how could the Kohen say, give it to my husband, this is Yisrael? Yisrael, how does he receive it? Ishto shiny. The kikigufahi. The wife is different because she's like his guff. So therefore, you could give it to him. Okay. The eno tsarech harsha. You guys know what harsha is?
Permission.
Permission. Yeah, there's like a thing that you could give a person harsha. It's like a power of attorney. You know power of attorney?
Yeah.
It's like you give someone like a kinyan that they could be kone or something on your behalf. You know, it's like that kind of thing. So you don't need to do that. It's like an automatic. Right? Because if you don't say that it means that eating means accepting, receiving, what is this teaching us? Is it asr for zarm to eat a matanos? Of course you can eat it. Right? Maybe you could say it's teaching you that the Kohanas who marries, the Kohanis who gets married to a Yisrael, she will still receive matanos. Right?
Stretch of the lashon.
Yes, and therefore it's saying as he ate it, the shvil ishto, the chiddush would be that she still gets it even though she's married. Right? And then he could eat it. But it's not really that he could eat it, it's like, it's hard to read that into the chiddush. But he's saying, anyways, he says, what's the chiddush? Why not? Kohanis receives it. I mean, she's a Kohanis. Now, just because she has marriage, she's not a Kohanis. She's still a Kohanis. It's interesting. The Rambam sounds like there might be a Chiddush, because he says, a Kohanis ochelas matanos af bishi nesul Yisrael v'neshen v'an kedusha. So it says, it sounds like he says, if they're a kedusha, because by truma it doesn't work that way. You say her getting married disqualifies her, because it's kedusha. But it sounds like the Ran says, because v'neshen, right? That feel nesul ochelas v'ain, right? It sounds like the Ran holds there's no Avmina here. So that maybe that's true by Truma, because it's Kedusha, and the Kedusha is Talay and the Kohen, and the Kedusha is Kohuna, and she's, once she's married, she kind of marries out of the Kedusha Kohuna. something like that. But by Matanos, it seems like he's saying there's no Havmina even. There's no Havmina. It's interesting. You know, it's Pasha that, because I guess it says, I guess it's saying, yeah, why does he think it's Pasha? Why is it so Pasha?
Machlokas before, no?
Machlokas before, because it says Kohanis, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, but maybe you'll say that's only when she's single, when she gets married, and then she married to Yisrael, then she loses it. Maybe you'll say it's only a single. But I mean, although there's, you mean from that Tosos over there, you mean that was Pasha, you mean? Right, that's true.
I guess that Tosos.
I mean, the whole case, that's Tosos.
Right.
Right. Right. But I think you're right. Is that what was it saying? Is if you say Kohanas gets it, Kohanas feel Kohanas. Yeah? So it means that a Kohanas intrinsically is a Vasachi of the thing. So now why when she gets married did she lose it? I mean, she's the Vasachi. If you say, like the wife of a Kohen, you know, by Chuma, like let's say by Chuma. So why, you could argue, why does a girl get it? Because she's the Vas Kohen, because her father. You know, so now she gets married, now she doesn't do with her father anymore. She left her father's house, now she's in the Yisrael's house. But because essentially Truma is to the Kohen, it's just that he gives it to his family or whatever, it's his animals, it's the Avodim, it's his daughter, right? Now she gets married, now she has nothing to do with it, she goes into the bodies of Yisrael and she loses it. But if you say that Kohenes intrinsically is a Vasachi of you receiving Matanos, so she gets Matanos. Now she gets married, so what? So she's still by Kohenes. So it's true she's in the bias of Israel, but who cares what she's a Kohanas? It's like Gavra, she doesn't change, she's still a Kohanas. So why would she lose it? Right? This is the way by Truma could be able to make sense because she never really received it intrinsically anyways. It was given to the Kohen, though. It just that it went to his bias. You know, went to his bias and she's part of his bias or whatever, something like that. So therefore, when she goes out of the house, then she does not. But if Kohen means Afila Kohenes, and it says Kohen, it means even Kohenes, then what's the svar to say that it shouldn't? The only thing I guess you could have submitted is what I'm saying is if there were Kedusha, then you could say that she can't partake of the Kedusha thing. But there's no Kedusha. It could be a different answer. The Kedusha is Kohen, can't be eaten to the bias of Yisrael, whatever. But there's no Kedusha, so he's saying, what's the Chiddush here? I mean, Shmuel's point is true also. I mean, it's hard to read that into the Gemara. That would be the Chiddush. It just doesn't sound like it's trying to tell you that. Because then the real Chiddush is that she could get it when she's married, not that her husband could get it. I mean, the husband has nothing really to do with it if you would say that was the Chiddush. But it could be this is a better kasha. It's not just that the Lashon is Dochik, there's no Svara altogether. You know, Lashon, you can force a Lashon, you know? But the Svara, there's no Svara to say that. So therefore, based upon outruling all other possibilities, the Ran says it must be teaching you that the husband could get it, could take it on behalf of his wife. And why is that allowed? Because it's Ishtar Kagufa or something like that, right? Does he use that one, Ishtar Kagufa, or is there something like that, right? Kedidei Nami, something like that?
The Ran?
Kagufa. Yeah, the Ran. Kagufa. Oh, he does say Kagufa. Yeah, Shani Kagufa. And then, so we have Ramam Zal, Kasa, Mehels Bikur, Rakona Sochel, Smatan, Saf Bishin, Rishil Israel. So I think the biggest proof is not from that part of the Rambam. It's what you see from later in the Rambam. You know, the Chalal, I think, is the best proof. But whatever, he's citing the Rambam. He says, if you look in the Rambam, that's what he means also. Right? I mean, so he's not, it doesn't sound like he's proving he's saying Venera. But I think if the further on, you know, he has the same type of argument from the Rambam. Yeah. Yeah, I guess he's not proving it. He's just saying it seems like I'm also is going the same way. Yeah, but really looking at the halacha, I think you see it more than that. Because I mean, it's not convincing from here. It's the same problem. Same thing as the Gemara says, really, right? It doesn't really indicate anymore that it's talking about what they're on saying. But I think from the Chalala thing, you see that. Chalala combined with the fact that you give it to the animal. Can't give the Chalala, give it to the animal. It must be, it's two different things. Yeah. Okay, good. So that's what we have to explain, right? What's this Sishta Gufa? How does it work, right? Why does it work? You know, so Shmuel's saying, good, that. That the idea here is that, see, if you looked at this as a normal mitzvah, of a mitzvah of giving matanos to a Kohanas, then you're not giving it to Kohanas, you're giving it to Israel. Right? So how does that work? Now, she's saying give it to him, but you're not allowed to do that. The Kohen isn't allowed to do that unless he really needs it, whatever. That's what the Ron says. But he's saying here, the mitzvah is the mamonas. The nature of the mitzvah is that to realize the zchus mamon of the Kohen and the matanos, the Kohen has a monetary right in it, and you have to realize that. So here, the Kohenes has that right. So the wife of the family has the right to the meat, and she sends her husband to be Kohen on their behalf. So it's not... It's not like a separate. He's not acting as an individual separate from her. They live together. They have meat together. They have their home together. They're kinyanim. They're linked in mominous in certain regards, right? Which we have to, you know, whatever their sugya is about how they are. I might say they are or whatever. But the point is that when you give it to the cult, to Rav Chisda, whoever mayor, whoever it was, they weren't taking it as independent, saying Yisrael and Gamatanos. They were taking it on behalf of their wife. And it means Bishvilishta. That's the lesson, right? Achal Bishvilishta? Yeah, Rav Kahana Achal Bishvilishta. So it means he was taking it on behalf of his wife. So that's in Dina Mamas. That's why he says you don't need a harsha. If you did a harsha with a regular guy, you can tell a Kohen can tell Yisrael, Kohen had on my behalf if he had a power of harsha, like a power of attorney. But by Kohen, by the husband, you don't need that. He's acting in Dina Mamas. He's being Kohen for the family. He's being Kohen of the meat for the family. Could be it's why he says Bishvilishta. I mean, if he just went and said, listen, give it to me, I'm the guy. You know, nothing to that. That's what that would be one thing. But he's doing it Bishvilishta. He's getting it Bishvilishta for the family, for the home. So that's fine. That's the Kigufe Dami. In terms of the gift, you wouldn't say, you'd say the gift is going to the Kohanis. It doesn't mean you have to physically hand it to her hand. If we're a normal mitzvah, then that would be the case. But it's not the mom on his base, it's going to her. So the method of getting it to her. Right. That's what he says. It's like the guy who gives it does the kind of mitzvah sinsina. The Ron is pointing to you is that it's even though it's mitzvah, don't think it's a normal, that's a chiddush. It's not like an ordinary mitzvah, but it's a din mamon, and therefore it works. Similar to like we said, that it works by the principles of mamonis. Mitzvah, the father, the principle of mamonis. But it's a new application of that idea. Yeah. We're saying maybe we could answer the Lashon problem. Why the Gemara uses the Lashon Ochal? Ochal b'shvilishta. The Rambam also. Just say no till b'shvilishta. He takes the b'shvilishta. So saying is that maybe the thing is you'd have to make a mistake. Because you'd think, let's say he wants to take it and eat it with it when she's away. She's away for the day. Could he just take it and eat it? So it depends how you view the idea of the right of the Kohen. If you look at it, the Yisrael, the husband, you could have said that really it goes to the Kohanis. But the Yisrael is a shliach. He could be, the husband could be like her shliach. So then he'd have to take it and give it to her. It's like you don't have to appoint the shliach, you don't need her shah, but basically it's like automatic. You can just give it to him, but he'll bring it to her. But it's basically a gift to her. It's just that he'll be able to be the middleman, like an automatic middleman. You don't have to worry about maybe he's not going to give it to her. But he can't just take it and eat it on his own. Outside of R. So then if it said notel, that's what you'd think. Notel b'shalishta. You take it for his wife, so you say take it, and you have to give it to R. But ochel means that he has the right to just take it and eat it, because the husband and the wife function together as a unit, as a family, and when the family now has a right to the matanos. Because they don't look at it and say, oh, she has a right, but he doesn't have a right. Well, you don't eat like that. Families don't eat like that. So it means the family has a right to the matanos, so he's taking it b'shalishta. So he can also take it. Because the family has a schus, because they're Kohen in the family, and therefore he can just take it and eat it. So ochel b'shvilishto means he could even take it and eat it. It's not just limited to taking it and giving it to R, but he becomes like an individual, like a primary party here. He could really eat it. And he could do the nesina, and the guy could give it, and he could, even if she's not really there. Because he's acting as part of the family, which is the din kuhuna in it. So it could be that's why it says it formulates it that way. And you'll see, obviously it doesn't mean ochel, really, because ochel is pashan. So that's what it means. Perhaps. I mean, it's a harder type of question to explain the pashan, you know, but I'm guessing on that. And there's a point. It sounds like the Ron is saying there's a further point here. Because normally you're not allowed to be mezakeh to another guy. Unless he's in need or whatever. Here you're allowed to because there's ishto gufa. But why? It sounds like there's a further. I mean, I think Maskana is the same thing, but there's a further point. It sounds like the Ron is putting into it, based upon that Gemara. But I think to really get it, you have to see why there is not Rashi. What's the problem there? And then somehow it still gets around that problem. You know? But I think the answer is, I don't know why that is, but see, ishto, it's not an idea, it's like acher, it's kegufe dami. It's an idea, for whatever reason, you can't transfer, even though it's mamon, you're not allowed to just transfer it to another guy. There's something that's not, it doesn't allow that. Unless he really needs to, whatever. But I think it's like a darabon. I think it's the ramza, because maybe he's going to end up pressuring you or something like that. Shema Yizakev al Karfa. Maybe he'll force you. It's like a different problem. The point is, you can't just transfer somebody else. But the husband is not somebody else, it's kagufe. So, in line with the way we've been formulating it, it's their one unit. Right? And that's why the husband could even need it separate. It's not being Yizakev to somebody else. He's not a somebody else. They're one unit. It's one unit in terms of the kinyan, in terms of the giving of the matah. Right? Like if you give a gift, you go to someone's house for Shabbos, you give them a bottle of wine. Is that to the wife, to the husband, and the cake? It's to the family. I mean, how are we calling it to? I don't know. It's a gift to the family. I don't know. It doesn't work. And even matana doesn't get down. Like, I guess there is a technical kinyanan aspect of matanos, but that's not. It's a gift to the family. Because they're functioning as kigufe, and it's a kind of a gift by giving it to their family. It's not like a kinyan in the formal technical respect. It's you're giving the gift to the coming family. So, but that's different. It's not you're giving it to him through her because she can't do it. They're individual, separate people. Then they're on saying there's a problem. So even if you knew that you could give it to him, just why not? Because he could, he could, she could say it's not that she wants you to give it to him, because then it would be a problem because she's not allowed to give it to somebody else. But no, it's one unit. Yeah, but it could be we'll get it clearer when we get there, or if we get there. Okay. So one last thing is this thing about what's the difference? Is there because it turns out that we all do could give a yematanos to kohanim, right? But the question is, apparently it's machlokas, right? It's machlokas. Rabbi Shmatan, Rabbi Shmuel, you can't, right? Because kohanim. I mean, based upon the universal question, right? But it does. The question is there a difference at the end of the day whether matanos go to a kohanes or only to a kohen? The limudim and stuff, bottom line, is based on how you learn this other than how you learn kohanes, universally, whatever. But is there a difference in, does it affect matanos in any way, whether you give it to a kohanes or not? This is the pasuk. There's a shmu saying that on the surface it seems it shall be to the man. V'zeyeh mishpat ha-kohanim me'esam, me'esam chesavach. M'sharim seh, v'nasan la-kohen azor ha-chayim ha-keva. So that just says Kohen. Kohen can mean one or the other. That doesn't prove anything, right? Because Kohen is Kohen, right? That's the very question. What's Kohen mean? So fine. Reishis gan chatiros chalitza rachav. Reishis keison chatitenos. You give him the truma and stuff, and also the reishis the shearings. Now it explains. Kivo bachar Hashem alukecha mikol shvatecha la'amod l'sharis b'shem Hashem huvan of kol yamim, because he's the one who Hashem chose from all the shvatim to serve before God all of these days. So it sounds like, why is he getting the stuff? Because he's the one who's chosen to serve. Right? He's the one chosen to serve, so it's tying it to the idea of the service. Right? So you could say that it's going only to it's almost like a star. It's like you work, and then you get this stuff. Right? So it's only me, the guy who works. Right? Sounds like you're saying Kivobach Hashem Kol Shvatecha Lam L'Sharis, is that the Shevet from all the Shvatim, this Shevet was chosen. Shevet Levi was chosen to Lam L'Sharis. So the Shevet was chosen includes the whole Shevet. The Shevet's on the man and the woman. Right? So the Bechira was really on the Shevet that their men go and serve. Right? So it's like the women are also part of the Bechira, that the men, their children, their family, whatever, and that the men of that Shevet get it. So it's like the whole Shevet has a distinction that its men get the Agadu Avoda. So it's like, was the Torah Mizak and the Matanos to the Shevet because of the specialness of the Shevet? Or do you say, no, since the specialness of the Shevet is because of the Avoda, so it was a Mizak to the Ovdem, to those who have the mark of distinction of the Shevet? I mean, it's a kedusha of the Shevet because of the Sheiros. But does the Zechus relegate it to the one who has that which makes the Shevet special, or was it given to the Shevet as a whole because they have that distinction? Right? Yeah. And the way you resolve that is based upon the look of the Torah. So the Torah says Kohen. So does Kohen universally mean the Oved, or does it mean the Sheva? Right? I mean, that's the you can't just resolve it. I mean, you could have done it either way. Versus how to do it. So you have to look at the formulation. So this is like the Talmud Torah, is Givo Bachar. But it lends itself to either formulation. So now you have to look at the word Kohen. Oh, Kohen, let's look at the Torah. What does the word Kohen mean? So sometimes, you know, so that's a question how you learn the other stuff, right? Does Kohen mean the Shevet, or does Kohen mean the Oved? You know, so it's in line with the idea. But there's two different ideas in the discuss of the Basar. Definitely gives it to them because of the Shevet, gives it because the Shevet was this thing. Right? But is it only those who have that distinction, or is the Shevet as a whole? It's interesting you mentioned the Shevet. I mean, I didn't realize that, but. Sounds like, I kind of hear it, sounds like it's the whole Sheva, you know?